godly graces be the sinner that mercy upon me. O godly graces be the sinner that mercy upon me. O godly graces be the sinner and that mercy upon me.
Priesthood. diaconate in Christ, all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Our Metropolitan Bulos and Archbishop Yohanna, and for their quick release from captivity and safe return, let us pray to the Lord. For our president, civil authorities, and armed forces, let us pray to the city and every city and country, and for the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord. For seasonable weather, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the
Lord.
For travelers by sea, by land, and by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord.
For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Thank you.
And keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Through
thee, O Lord. For thine is the majesty, and thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Glory to thee, O God.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Commemorate in our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God, and of the Virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ.
To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Our brothers and sisters, hear, O Lord, your hear my voice. Let thanks be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, O Lord, should mark me peace with thee, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning, more than the watchman for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is nothing is redemption, and he will redeem his freedom from all his enemies. O Lord, my heart is not with little, my eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have found and quieted my soul, like a child quieted at its mother's breast. O Israel, hope in the Lord, from this time forth and forevermore. Remember, O Lord, in David's favor, all the hardships he endured. How he swore to the Lord, and not to the mighty one of Jacob. I will not enter my house or get into my bed. I will not receive to my eyes or suffer to my eyelids. Until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the mighty one of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it in Ephrathah, we found it in the fields of Jacob. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, and go to thy resting place. Thou art the eye of thy eye. Let thy priest be told with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servants day and day, do not turn away the face of thy anointed one. The Lord's heart to give it a sure, for which he will not turn back. What are the sons of your body? I will set on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and my testimonies which I shall teach them, their sons also forever shall sit upon your throne. For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his habitation. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provisions. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Her priests I will clothe with salvation, and her saints will shout for
us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Commemorate in our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
For thou art our God, the God who has mercy and who saves, and to thee we ascribe glory, to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
According to the multitude of thy tender mercy.
When spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my
task. فبواسطة الشريف أعتقني من الشرور العظيم رافعا فكري الجانح كل حين إلى الشهوات بما أن داره هو محب للبشر.
In the way wherein I walk have they secretly laid a snare for me.
The season of the fast helps all of us to perform the works of God. Let us weep then with our whole heart and cry to the Savior. Through thy disciples, O Lord, have many mercies.
I looked out my right and have beheld, but there was no one that would know me. Refuge failed me, no one cared for my soul.
I wasted all my life with powerless intelligence. How shall I repent, even in my old age, of sins I have committed? Maker of all things and healer of the sick, before I perish, utterly escape thee, O Lord.
I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the
living.
Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low.
Deliver
me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I.
سرت جلادا لنفسي لما اعتديت بجسدي وامسيت للشياطين لعبه لما تعبدت للذات والمنكرات فاغفر لي حتى حملك ايها الرب الطارئ الشياطين وخلصني قبل ان احملك الى النهايه.
Bring my soul out of prison, that I may call on thy name.
More than all men have I willfully sinned, and so I have forsaken and left helpless. As the adversary of my soul, I have the carnal thoughts that darken me. O light of those in darkness, guide all that go astray. Before I perish utterly, save me, O Lord.
For the righteous shall await thee until the
out of
the depth have I cried unto thee, O Lord, Lord, hear my voice.
Have I sinned, O Christ, my God? I have sinned, rejecting thy commandments. Be merciful unto me, O benefactor, that escaping from the darkness I may see with my inner eye, and cry unto thee in fear. Before I perish utterly, save me, O Lord.
Let my ears be attentive to the voice of my
supplication.
If thou, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who shall stand? For with thee there is forgiveness.
Before I perish, utterly save
thee,
O Lord.
Because of thy name have I waited for thee, O Lord, my soul.
suffering. If I too approach thee with unawakening faith, I will receive forgiveness of my sins. Accept me as thou accepted her, and heal me from my pain. Before I perish utterly, say thee, O Lord.
For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is upon every dash shore, and he will deliver Israel from all his iniquity.
قلنا لك بخطايانا، وقبل ذلك اليوم اقبلني بالتوبة إلى بابك وخلصني قبل أن أهلك إلى النهاية.
Praise the Lord of nations, praise Him all people.
Look on me with a compassionate eye, be merciful unto me, O Holy Savior. Grant to my poor and wretched soul springs of healing water. Wash me from the filth of my ashes, that I may sing before I perish utterly, save me, O Lord.
For His mercy is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Unto thee ever lifted my eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look upon the hands of their masters, and as the eyes of the handmaid look unto the hands of her mistress, so do our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until he take pity upon us.
Heal me in every part, O loving benefactor, who for my sake has become as I am. Turn me back, O merciful destroyer of the passions, before I perish utterly, say me, O Lord.
Have mercy upon us, have mercy, O Lord, upon us, for we are utterly humiliated. Let shame come on them that prosper, and abase them of the proud.
إن الزانية بللت بعبرتها قدميك الطاهرتين المكرمتين مستدعية من الجميع أن يسارعوا ويسارعوا عملا من أوزارهم فامنحني إيمانها حتى أهتف إليك خلصني قبل أن أهلك إلى النهاية.
Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee.
I am weak and broken, O Christ. Send down upon me a drop of thy mercy. Wash the dirt away and heal me from my sickness. Before I perish, I will serve thee, O Lord.
Glory to thee, our God, glory to
the way of entirely, soul and mind. And as devout duty night and day, I cry to thee. Before I perish utterly, save me, O Lord.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever and unto ages of ages on
earth.
Direct our prayer before thee as incense, and incline our hearts towards the cross, and we love us with all sin and have mercy. For upon thee, Lord, O Lord, our eyes, and in thee we put our hope. Put us not to shame, O our God, for unto thee I draw glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Bless Mass and the Holy Eucharist.
Bless the entrance of thy holy place, always now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Wisdom, stand upright.
Tears down the house of the proud, but maintains the widow's boundaries. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. The words of the pure are pleasing to him. He who is greedy for unjust gain makes trouble for his household, but he who hates bribes will live. The mind of the righteous ponders how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoices of the heart, and good news refreshes the bones. He whose ears keep wholesome abomination with the wise among the wise. He who ignores instruction despises himself, but he who heeds admonition gains understanding. The fear of the Lord is instruction and wisdom, and humility goes before honor. The plans of the mind belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of the man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The Lord has made everything for its purpose, even the wicked for the days of trouble. Everyone who is arrogant is an abomination to the Lord. Be assured, he will not go unpunished. But loyalty and faithfulness and iniquity is atoned for, and by the fear of the Lord, a man avoids evil. When a man's way pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenue with injustice. Man's mind plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps.
Peace be to you, preacher.
Yes, God.
Lord, my prayer arise.
life. Keep from me the spirit of sorrow, despair, loss of power, and dying thought. But give rather the spirit of chastity, humility, patience, and love as our fruit. Yea, O Lord and King, grant me to see my own transgressions, and not to judge my brother. For blessed art thou of the ages of ages. Amen.
Let us say with our whole soul and with all our mind, let us say, Lord Almighty, the God of our fathers, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy. Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great goodness, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy. Again, we pray for our Father, Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, the Honorable Priesthood of the Advocate in Christ, all other clergy, and for all of our brethren in Christ. Again, we pray for the President of our country, all civil authorities, and for the armed forces. We pray for the blessed and ever-remembered Holy Orthodox Patriarchs and for the blessed and ever-remembered founders of this holy house and for the newly departed servants of God, Suad, Caesar, Mary, Linda, Martin, Michael, Anna, and Ilham, and for all of our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox departed this life before us, who here and in all the world lies sleep in the Lord. Again we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation for the servants of God, Metropolitan Paul and Archbishop John, who are in captivity, Bishop Alexander, Layla, Sahar, and Drula, Salwa, Asma, Georgia, Harlan, Miriam, Nadila, Emil, Vera, Alice, Maniotos, Vera, Becky, Miriam, Phyllis, Carol, Roland, Ronald, Shauna, Daisy, Ida, Noel, Nimmer, Sally, Nutley, Nicola, Danny, George, Renee, Noel, Ida, Ilias, John, Elaine, Eva, Michael, Nancy, William, and Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Lana, Patricia, Lucille, and Fran, Shadi, Natalie, and the newborn, Isla, Michael, Ola, and the newborn, George, our expectant parents, Lindsay and Ryan, Katrina and Mary, Diana and Hyman, Rod and Sandy, all first responders, and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, teen soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school, ushers, OCF, and preschool ministry, and for the pardon and remission of their sins. Again, we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all venerable house, for those who labor and those who sing, and for all the people here present who await thy great and rich mercy.
For thou art a merciful God and lovest mankind, and thee we ascribe glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Pray to the Lord, you catechumens. Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens, that the Lord will have mercy on them, that he will teach them the word of truth, that he will reveal to them the gospel of righteousness, that he will unite them to his holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Help them, save them, have mercy on them, and keep them, O God, by thy grace. Bow your heads, and O Lord, you catechumens.
That with us he may glorify that all honorable and majestic name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
All catechumens depart, depart, catechumens. As many as are preparing for illumination, draw near. Pray, ye who are preparing for illumination. Be faithful for the brethren who are preparing for holy illumination and for their salvation. Let us pray to the Lord. That the Lord our God may establish and strengthen them, that he may enlighten them with the light of knowledge and piety, that he may vouchsafe unto them in due time the labor of regeneration, the forgiveness of sins, and the robe of incorruptibility, that he may beget them with water and the Spirit, that he may bestow upon them the perfection of the faith, that he may number them with his holy and elect flock, save them, have mercy on them, help them, and keep them, O God, by thy grace. As many as are preparing for illumination, bow your heads unto the Lord.
For thou art our illumination, and to thee do we send up glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
As many as are preparing for illumination, depart. Ye who are preparing for illumination, depart. As many as are catechumens, depart. Let no catechumen remain. As many as are of the faithful, again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Wisdom.
O God, great and praiseworthy, you by thy life-creating death of thy Christ, has translated us from corruption to incorruption. Do thou free all our senses from deadly passions. Set over them as a good guide the understanding that is within us, and let our eyes abstain from every evil sight, our hearing be inaccessible to idle words, and our tongues be purged of unseemly speech. Make clean our lips which praise thee, O Lord. Make our hands refrain from base deeds, and to work only that which is well-pleasing to thee, fortifying our members and minds by thy grace. For unto thee are the world, glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Again and again in peace let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Wisdom.
O Master, holy and exceeding good, we implore thee, who art rich in mercy, be gracious to us sinners, and make us worthy of the reception of thy only begotten Son, and our God, the King of glory. For behold, his most pure body and life-creating blood, entering at this present hour, are about to be set forth on this mystical table by multitudes of heavenly hosts invisibly upborn. Grant us to partake of them without condemnation, that through them our mental sight may be illumined, and we may become the children of the light and of the day. Through the gift of thy Christ, with whom thou art blessed, together with thine holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Now the powers of heaven.
conservative physically with us. Lo, the King of Glory enters. Lo, the mystical sacrifice of the Lord fulfilled.
Let us draw near in faith and love and become communicants of life eternal. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Now the powers of heaven do serve invisibly with us. Lo, the King of Glory enters. Lo, the mystical sacrifice of the Lord fulfilled.
Let us draw near in faith and love and become communicants of life eternal. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Now the powers of heaven do serve invisibly with us. Lo, the King of Glory enters. Lo, the mystical sacrifice of the Lord fulfilled.
Let us draw near in faith and love and become communicants of life eternal. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Grab it. love to thy servant. Grant me to see my transgressions, and not to judge my brother, for thus are the power of the
Let us complete our evening prayer unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the precious gifts offered and pre-sanctified, let us pray to the Lord. That our God, who loves mankind, receive now upon his holy, heavenly, and ideal altar for an odor of spiritual fragrance, will send down upon us in return His divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Help
us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That the holy evening may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
Thy
angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the
Lord.
Pardon and forgiveness of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the
Lord.
All things good and profitable for our souls, and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the
Lord.
A Christian ending to our life, aimless, blameless, peaceful, and in defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the
Lord.
Having asked for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord.
O God of ineffable and unseen mysteries, with whom are the hidden treasures of wisdom and knowledge, who has revealed the service of this liturgy to us, who has set us sinners to thy great love of mankind, to offer thee gifts and sacrifices for our sins and for the ignorance of the people. Do thou thyself, O invisible King, who doest things great and inscrutable, glorious and marvelous, which cannot be numbered, look upon us, thy unworthy servants, who stand at this thy holy altar, as at thy cherubic throne, upon which rests thy only begotten Son and our God, and the fearful mysteries that are set forth, and having freed us all and all thy faithful people from uncleanness, sanctify all our souls and bodies with a sanctification which cannot be taken away, that partaking with a clean conscience, with faces unashamed, with hearts illumined, of these divine sanctified things, and by them being given life, we may be united to thy Christ himself, our true God, who said, Whoso eats my flesh and drinks my blood, abides in me and I in him, that by thy word, O Lord, dwelling within us and sojourning among us, we may become a temple of thine all-holy and adorable Spirit, redeemed from every diabolical wile, wrought either by deed or word or thought, and may attain the good things promised to us with all thy saints, who always have been well-pleasing to thee, and make us worthy, O Master, that with boldness and without condemnation, we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
deeds of these thy life-creating mysteries. For unto thee have we bowed our heads, awaiting from thee thy rich mercy. Through the grace and compassion and love toward mankind, thy only begotten Son of whom thou art blessed, together with thine all-holy and good and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Christ our God, out of thy holy dwelling place, from the throne of the glory of thy kingdom, and come to sanctify us, O thou sitest on high with the Father, in our pure wisdom present with us. And by thy mighty hand impart unto us thy most pure body and precious blood, and through us unto all the people. O God, be gracious unto me, this sinner. O God, be gracious unto me, this sinner. O God, be gracious unto me, this sinner.
Let us attend.
All priests sanctify holy things, are for the holy.
One is holy, one is the Lord Jesus Christ, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Thank you.
hear of God in faith and love, draw near.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His grace shall always be on my lips. Oh,
asking that the holy evening
thanks unto thee, O Savior God of all, for all the good things thou hast granted unto us, and for the communion of the holy body and blood of thy Christ. And we pray thee, O Master, who lovest mankind, keep us under the shelter of thy wings, and grant that even unto our last breath we may worthily partake of thy holy things, unto illumination of soul and body, unto inheritance of the kingdom of heaven. For thou art our sanctification, and unto thee we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord.
You are
who through thine ineffable providence and great goodness has led us to these all-revered days for purification of souls and bodies, for restraint of passions, and for hope of the resurrection, who during the 40 days did put into the hands of thy servant Moses the tablets and letters divinely inscribed, grant unto us also, O good one, to fight the good fight, to complete the course of the fast, to preserve the faith undivided, to crush the heads of invisible serpents, to be shown to be conquerors of sins, and without condemnation also attain unto and to worship the holy resurrection. For blessed and glorified is our all honorable and majestic day, of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages. Christ our God, have mercy upon us and save us.